Can you read the first verse of the Bible with me? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, I went through the different versions of this because we put this out every week. And you know what? They're wanting a whole lot of change. Everybody says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So I looked at it and I thought, well, let me just change the background every day. So every day you're going to be getting a different background to try and just get you conscious of the fact that in the beginning, God started things off. God began everything in the beginning. And we need to have that concept. Now, I don't know what you think of when you think about God being in the beginning. But when I read those first few words that are in the English Bible, they're the same way in the Hebrew Bible. In the beginning, God. It reminds me, since He was around at the start of everything, that when I'm living my life, I ought to have it to where He starts off every new thing with me. And I consciously say, okay, I'm starting this new thing. I want You, Lord, to be the one who's in charge of this. Now, the easiest thing for me is to do that on a daily basis, because every day when I wake up, I've got a brand new day. And really, before you first deal with man, or before you get your first cup of coffee or juice, the Lord ought to be the one who you think about. And you ought to say, Lord, I'm starting this day off and I want to just place myself before You. It's the beginning of a brand new day and You're my God, and would You just walk with me as we do that? And I really think that's a good thing to do, to every day begin your day with Him. He needs to be the one who is over everything. I mean, my goal in life should be walking with God. My plans for the day should be the plans the Father has for me. Because, quite frankly, if you do and approach life that way, your life will be filled with some excitement as you walk with Him, rather than the dullness that most people have in their lives and they come out to some kind of entertainment to make life palatable. The Lord wants to use you, and it's exciting how He can do that. Well, I tell you, when God finds a man or a woman, boy or girl, put him first in their business, put him first in their daily life, put him first in their finances, put him first in their relationships, put him first in their thought life, tell him what God can do with such a man or such a woman. There's this neat verse that's found in the Scriptures that says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to Him. To where He's first in their life. He's running. He wants to show Himself strong. He wants to let other people know about how great He is, and the way He does that is through your life. But it means we need to be in contact with Him on a regular basis, and I think early morning is a great thing. There are two things of speech that He used in the Scriptures to show us that we really are dependent upon Him. And we really need to have this dependency where we go to Him all the time. See, our human heart pulls us to where I can do my own thing. And we're Americans, but it's double that because we are so individualistic here in our society. There are two figures of speech that show that forth. There was a question that the disciples had one time. They said, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? You know what Jesus did? Jesus got little children, a little boy. And He said these words as He set them in the midst. He said, surely I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of God. Now, does that mean God wants us to act childish? I think not. Y'all have seen little children. Some of you have little children. I've been a little child. And children act childish. That means many times they're selfish and they don't get their own way. And that guy's not talking about that. He's talking about another quality of little children. They know they can't do certain things. They're aware that they need help. And so therefore they get mommy and dad's hand regularly. When they don't and break away from that, they're able to step into major trouble, right? I remember we used to cross over the street going to the church facility. We lived right across from it in Danville when I pastored there. And when our children were little, because cars would come around the corner and they'd be doing 45 by the time they hit the area of our where we were crossing, we say to our children, you've got to hold on to our hand. And, you know, at different stages in their development, before they could cross the street by themselves, they would break away and want to run across. Have you ever seen that happen with little children? Where they don't want to be connected. They want to be I'm independent. I want to do my own thing. And that was where they could get into danger. God wants us tight with Him. And that's one of the things, to depend upon Him. It's very, very important. So we should have our dependence upon God like children have dependence upon parents. I used to get very frustrated at that church because they gave an award they gave. They gave a perfect attendance award. And I didn't like a perfect attendance award. You know why? Because with little children, they don't have control over that. Right? I mean, if mom and dad don't bring them, they can't come. And I just felt like it was a total bogus award to give. And you know, because they can't be perfect in attendance in their own power. I was going for faithful attendance award. I'd like that one. But perfect, come off it. Parents are in control. So little children, they can't get their own breakfast. They can't take care of so many things. They need help. And so that's one of the pictures. The other picture was the vine and the branch. It's just like you can't have any grapes or olives or anything coming off of a vine without it being tied into the branch. So we're tied into the Lord. Remember, Jesus said these words, without me, you can do some things. Is that what he said? But that's how most people live their life. Jesus says, without me, you can do, what's the word? Nothing. And so to help us do that, I think the way that we do that is we really just get this mindset of constantly going before God. And anytime you have a new situation taking place, you can come and say, Lord, I need your help in this setting. What are some suggestions? What are some ways? I mean, one way is every morning doing it when you wake up, you know. Good morning, Lord. I'm here with you, and thank you that you're with me. And as we get started in the day, would you please guide my steps and help me in my thoughts? And whatever issues you're dealing with, all of us deal with issues, right? And ask God to help us with those. What else? What's another way that you can do that? I'm asking you. When you have a decision to make, I think that's good. You can just say, Lord, I got this decision. What should I do? And I don't care if it's a routine decision. If you ask the Lord, He'll help you. What's another thing? Any of the new beginnings that happen in your life, you ought to just make those parts. Lord, I think if I had children again and I was starting over this again, I think what I would do is when they got ready to begin schooling in formal mode, whether that's home, private or public. When they got ready, that's kindergarten this age. When you got ready to go into formal mode of education, take that and give that to the Lord. You know? When they would graduate from one element of that to another, that's a new beginning. When you go from grammar school to middle school, that's a new beginning. Give that one to the Lord. Middle school to college, high school, that's a new beginning. High school to college, that's a new beginning. College, out of college, into whatever next. That's a new beginning, right? And take these new beginnings. I think driving is a new beginning, right? Before they were driven around, then they got their permit. Now driving is a new beginning. Every new beginning opens you to new vistas of excitement and joy and potential problems and dangers. And so we ought to take those and place those before the Lord and commit to that. And so we want to get you to where you're fine-tuned into constantly going before the Lord, not just when there's a crisis setting. Hey, we run there when there's crisis setting. But guess what? Folks in the world do too. We want to be there on a normal setting when we're in the Lord's presence. So that's what we're going to do. Let Him be at all the beginnings of your life.